Kaiser underneath center. He's got to get going. Hands the ball. It goes to Crow on left side. 5, 10, 15, 20, zigzags, 25. He's to the 30. He's to the 40. He's to the 50. He's to the 40. He's to the 37-yard line.
All right, Coach, let's take a look at this run. You're backed up near the goal line. Now, we've thrown sometimes from close to the goal line back against San Diego, really on the four. Here you went with the run. Now, pre-snap, what's Deshaun doing here?
Well, he's trying to get us in the right check for the play. Obviously, if the safety's down, we wanted to run to him because we thought we had an advantage blocking at the point of attack. We put our big package in as Austin Ryder playing the big Y next to Randall, and so we try to put a little bit more beef over there to be able to create a run lane for the running play.
And here it goes, and Crow gets through, and then all the fun ensues. Nice
Absolutely.
Cut there on Eric Weddle,
really,
and he's off
cut.
To the races.
Score.
You'd like to see, yeah.
You got to score.
Press that turbo button in
Madden. Absolutely.
Well, Crow last year, he had the longest run from scrimmage in the NFL against the Ravens at First Energy Stadium. Now, we look from the end zone view. So here's the extra lineman you were talking about, Austin Ryder playing the tight end. Do you like to run to the strength side, especially when it seems like they didn't adjust and slide over their techniques?
So they did slide over, but we know it's a block down kickout play. It's a pull play. So we're really trying to run this ball off tackle, create a seam in there for Crow to run, and we were able to get that done.
Good cut there, and
really
Austin does
cut.
A good job of turning C.J. Mosley to provide that lane behind his backside.
Yes, as you can see, he gets to that spot right there. Danny Vitale does a really good job. Kevin Zeitler does a good job on contact here. Randall was able to get Suggs out of there, and then now here's the magic.
When you see something like that with Austin Ryder specifically, how do they know when to get to that second level? Because as you see, it starts with the double team block, and then he makes the turn. And if he doesn't make that turn, this play goes nowhere.
Absolutely. Where's track blocking? So you start down inside, and if your guy is to spin out, you stay on your track. And normally those guys are working from a defensive end to a linebacker. So they did a really good job of make sure they stayed on their track, low pad level, finish their block so Crow could run up through there.
He's had a big run each of the last 2 weeks, and one of these days he's going to take it all the way to the house like he did
last week.
All the way to the house, and we'll have more for you, speaking of all the way, on the Hugh Jackson Show right after this.